When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris Earle. I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class or in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? How do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Someone still loves you.
Hello.
Marty, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
Doc. No. No, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Here we go.
All right, let's start the show.
You're in 1953 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Season 37 starts now. You're in 1953.
Istanbul. Was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople. Still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Yeah. The four lads here on Time Travel. Who thought you'd hear the four lads today? Nobody. Nobody would have thought. I didn't even think you were going to. And I made the playlist. Actually, I knew you were going to hear it because I didn't know if I'd make it here. Well, actually, nobody knew until now. Now it's over. It's part of history. 67 years ago, the four lads top of the charts with Istanbul, not Constantinople. It's Istanbul, not Constantinople. It was also in a movie, The Umbrella Academy. Well, soundtrack to the web television series, The Umbrella Academy, which is good. It's good. It's a great show. Hopefully season two will be out there soon. And also, They Might Be Giants did it in 1990. I don't really like They Might Be Giants, though. That's why I did The Four Lads, man. The Four Lads. It was considered a novelty song. Lyrics by Jimmy Kennedy, music by Nat Simon. It was written on the 500th anniversary of the fall of Constantinople to the Ottomans. And it humorously referred to the official 1930 renaming of Constantinople to Istanbul. Yeah, which is in Turkey. A little geography here for you on Time Travel today. And now it's Istanbul in Turkey. If Russia attacked Turkey in the rear, would Greece help? I'm not political, but it's a question we need to ask here today on Time Travel. We like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Next one is Carl Smith, and he's screaming out to his buddy, Joe. This goes out to Joe. Let's say it's Vice President Joe Biden. That's who we're going to put this out to. He could use all the help he can get, apparently, after the Iowa results. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, 855-915-WMFO. If you want to make a 1953 request, or any request, you can call on in and say hi.
Hey, Joe, where'd you find that pearly girly? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie. I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where our friendship ends. I gotta have that dolly for my own. Make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, now we'll be friends until the end. This looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
is Hey Joe. It's been 8 weeks at number one on the country charts in 1953. It goes out to Joe Biden. He could use 8 weeks at number one somewhere after the poor showing in Iowa. Boy, what a sad day today. What a sad day in American history. I think it should be more than a two-party system. Ridiculous today. That's all I'm going to say about that. Ridiculous. Democrats, Republicans, get rid of both parties. Everybody be independent. Throw out as many people as you can. Want to hear more? It's hopeful that you see Mayor Pete get such a great showing in Iowa. Whether you like him or not, it's just nice to have the guy out there and be able to do that when you have the big wigs on the charts like Biden and what's-her-face Pocahontas and Bernie. It's nice to have Pete see such a nice show in there. We'll see what happens in New Hampshire next, but I'm not really a political guy, but it's a very sad day today. It's obvious if you listen to any of that stuff. I mean, how can somebody as a Republican with a conscience whatsoever say that they didn't hear something wrong on that call? Just my opinion is what it is. I'm just a lowly DJ from Medford. What are you going to do? Anyway, I'm here for you today until 7 p.m. to forget all that. We are 67 years backwards now in 1953. A better time for people, I think. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:11 p.m. here in Medford. Storms are coming, Annie. There's a storm coming. Don't want to get everybody scared, but there should be some slush along the way. You can make a Slurpee. Some partially melted snow or ice is coming. Slush. You can have a slushy with it's with a Y or a EE or an IE. It's flavored ice. It's delicious. It's good stuff. Make a little slushy. Shaved ice. You can have a shaved ice stand. Bring it into work. Sell it out on the corner for those jackasses that need to come in, like security and pretty much just security. I worked as a security job. Yep. I made $10 an hour. But wait, there's more. They also gave me a stun gun. And I had a meeting. The fire chief came in, talked to all the security guards and said, in the event of a fire, make sure you get everybody in the building to safety. Contact me, the fire chief. But what I heard was, in the event of a fire, you make $10 an hour. Run, Officer Earl. Run like the wind. Hit a few people with the stun gun if you have to. Get them out of the way. Zoot, zoot, zoot. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
I always thought you had a beard like seaweed, long and wet. Not since I got acquainted with these blue blades by Gillette. I've outlawed whiskers in my court. Behold, my crew shaved slick. No other blade can whisk 'em off so extra smooth and quick. Who looks sharp every time you shave?
Who feels sharp and be on the ball?
Just be sharp. Use Gillette blue blades for the quickest, slickest shaves.
Yeah, it makes you want to have a shave, doesn't it? Makes you want to have a shave. You're in 1953 here on Time Travel with Tony Bennett.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle. I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm, it took away my permits, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason, cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day. Forget me, you're still on my mind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I shall wish again I was kissing you, 'cause I'll always love you wherever you go. Parted, I want you to know. that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind. If things should go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind. There
he is, Eddie Fishey's walking behind you at Creep. It's from 1953, number one hit record. Never hear something like that out of Kelly Clarkson in 2020, do you? Well, it's 5:21 here in beautiful Medford. What's the weather going to be like? It's going to be cold and it's going to be slushy. That's what I hear. I don't know. You guys can look it up. You got a window? Open it. That's what they say. Show me the weather near Medford, Mass. Siri, Alexa, show me Medford, Mass. Nope, it's coming up as Miami, Florida. Well, it's 76 in Miami, everybody. Let's take a flight down. You can hit Southwest, JetBlue, AirTrans. That's still in business, or did they go down in the swamps? Can do that. Is AirTrans still available? Who knows? Oh, I don't think it is. Apparently, the weather's not available either. Show me the weather in Medford, Massachusetts. Here we go. Mass. Yep, there we go. Come on there, Google Chrome. Let's go. Show me Medford. Here we go. Nope. Why is it not doing it? Medford recently searched Medford, Mass. 38 degrees in Medford. Feels like 34. Oh, my word. It sure does feel like 34. I was saying when I left the house, I said to my friend, you know what? It's 38 out, but it feels like 34. And also I said, hey, what's the UV index, you think? And my friend said, zero? And you know what? She was right. It was zero. It's 0 out of 10. Feels like 34. The high, it said, the high could be anything. The low is supposed to be 31. I'd love to be a weatherman. I mean, they don't know what the hell they're doing, do they? It says it's a wintry mix tonight. It says it's low 31 degrees. That's all it says. Oh, wait a second. It's going to feel like 33 in a couple of minutes, everybody. And as we go through the night at around midnight, it's going to feel like it's 27, but it's going to be 31. It's going to be cloudy. Apparently, the snow and the sleet starts around 4 a.m., so great job for work-wise. Everybody's going to be sliding all over the place. It's going to be a disaster. Just stay home. Watch old Mr. Rogers reruns or something. That's kind of hip right now with Bob Ross. People enjoying Bob Ross. What else is out there? Oh, I watched the Taylor Swift documentary on Netflix. I don't really like her, but after watching the Netflix documentary, I don't really like her. But I watched, I'm like, what the hell? I got 90 minutes to spare. Why not? Wanted to see what the big deal was, and apparently it was nothing. It was like a Miss Americana. Ah, she's all right. Who am I BSing? Who am I BSing? How about some Ray Charles, one of my favorites from 1953. Here you go. This goes out to Steve, Mark, and Dave. It's the mess around here on Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m.
The band was jumping, the people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around.
hurt your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy.
Ci può suonare chi si suona un friscaletto, è come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare chi si suona un saxofona, è come si suona un saxofona, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare chi si suona un mandolino, è come si suona un mandolino, a pling un mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare chi si suona un violino, è come si suona un violino, a zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare chi si suona la trombona, ma come si suona la trombona, a fuma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Tipiti tipiti.
E compare, oh filetto, zidoo-doo-doo, Felicio, a dippity-dippity-da. That's a compare, Julius La Rosa, of course, singing in French. A rough translation of it, of course, is Italian. Hey, buddy, music's playing. What's playing? It's the whistle. And what does it sound like? And he whistles. The whistle? And then he whistles and he says a bunch of nonsense. Where there's words like ufriscaletto and saxofona and mandolino and violino and trombetta and trombona, which is like whistle, saxophone, mandolin, violin, trumpet, and trombone. It appeared in The Godfather Part 3, sung by Talia Shire as Connie Corleone, the favorite of all the Godfathers, number 3. Anyway, time travels here with you till 7 p.m. We're in 1953 right now. I had a couple more from 1953, but I think I'm going to just do one. We have Frank Sinatra all the time, chairman of the board. We don't need to listen to him. Instead, it's going to be Teresa Brewer. She made the cut today from 1953 with this little number called Ricochet. In Italian, it's Ricochino. Do-do-do-do-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dippity-doppity-bop.
They warned me when you kissed me, your love would ricochet. Your lips would find another, and your heart would go astray. I thought that I could hold you with all my many charms. But then one day you ricocheted to someone else's arms, and baby, ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. I knew the day I met you, you had a roving eye. I thought that I could hold you. Never stray. Then like a rifle bullet, you began to ricochet. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. When you announced our wedding, you made me mighty proud. I whispered to us company, but you preferred a crowd. You buzzed around the other girls just like a busy bee. And when you finished buzzing, cousin, you buzzed right back to me. And baby, ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Man, that's good. That's Ricochet by Teresa Brewer, or Rick O'Shea. It's almost like an Irish name, Rick O'Shea. Yes, I was handing out four-leaf clovers with Miles O'Toole and Rick O'Shea. Now I'm just getting silly. Where should we go? Let's go. Oh, this will be fun. Let's go back. Let's go back from 1953. 25 years? Yeah, if I do the math, 25 years, 1928 here on Time Travel. Stay with me. Hang in there. You're going to love it.
So glad I'm brown skin. Chocolate to the bone. So glad I'm brown skin. Chocolate to the bone. And I've got what it takes to make a monkey man leave his home. Black man is evil, got us all low down. Black man is evil, yellow man so low down. I walk into these houses just to see these black men frown. I'm just like Miss Lillian, like Miss Lillian. I mean Miss Glenn, you see. I'm just like Miss Lillian, I mean Miss Glenn, you see. She said a brown skinned man is just all right with me. So glad I'm brown skinned, chocolate to the bone. So glad I'm brown skinned, chocolate to the bone. I've got what it takes to make a monkey man leave his home. Yellow man won't quit. Black man just won't hate. Yellow man won't quit and a black man just won't hate. But a pig meat mama crazy about brown skin baby way. I got a yellow mama, got a yellow mama. She always got a pleasant smile. I got a yellow mama, always got a pleasant smile. But that brown skin gal with those cold black dreamy eyes. So glad I'm brown skin, so glad I'm brown skin. I'm chocolate to the bone. So glad I'm brown skin, chocolate to the bone. And I've got what it takes to make a monkey man leave his home. La, la, la. And I've got what it takes to make a monkey man leave his home.
All right, this Barbecue Bob with Chocolate to the Bone. In celebration of Black History Month, why not? From American Epic, The Collection, you can get all kinds of great songs. We're in 1928 right now. I got some a Hawaiian medley march here and played in the background. Why not? Nice. Isn't this nice? Hula Love Medley March. That's what we're listening to. From 1928 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. By the Hi-Low Hawaiian Orchestra. I wonder if they still exist, the Hi-Low Hawaiian Orchestra. One thing I can tell you about 1928 is everybody listening, everybody that had music out in 1928, all long dead. All long dead. 92 years ago, if my math is correct, and it usually is. 1 year before the Great Depression, so this was like the big final bash in 1928. Except, Prohibition was going on from 1920 to 1933, so who knows what they were doing. They're drinking like OJ. People drinking like moonshine out of bathtubs and dying. But meanwhile, in Hawaii, they were dancing the Love Medley March. Calvin Coolidge was president, I think. 1928? Yeah, Calvin Coolidge. He was a Republican. He was from Massachusetts. Vice President Charles Dawes from Illinois, Republican, of course. Chief Justice, that fat boy, William Howard Taft, the only president to become Chief Justice, as far as I know. He's 27th President of the United States, and then the 10th Chief Justice of the United States. Yes, the only person to have held both offices. Speaker of the House was a person named Nicholas Longworth. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Nancy Pelosi knows who Nicholas Longworth is. Republican from Ohio. What a sad day today for American politics and America in general. I think there should be more independents out there. People should get on their soapboxes like the old days. Travel by rail. Go talk to the people. Thing is, the people are crazy. You get what you deserve, people. There's nothing I can do. One person can only do so much. All I can say is beware. Beware. Be very leery of your false idols. 1928, that's the High-Low Hawaiian Orchestra with the Love Medley March. We're going to stay in 1928 a couple of more minutes because, honestly, 1928 sounds a hell of a lot better than 2020 right now. This next one is Gonna Die With My Hammer In My Hand here on Time Travel. One more from 1928 coming up there for you. That was Gonna Die With My Hammer In My Hand by the Williamson Brothers and Curry. Whoever Curry was. I don't know if Curry was what they had for dinner or if it was somebody else singing in the band. No idea.
Thank you.
everybody. It's Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers from 1928. Back when a bunch of white people could fiddle about Indians. It's the Indian War Whoop. Pretty exciting. Unless you're Custer. Custer probably wouldn't have liked that one. Let's go somewhere else, shall we? Going to bring you back 25 years now. Oh my God. 1995 was 25 years ago. Still better than 2020. This goes out to the greatest U2 fan I know out in Peabody, my friend Terrence. It's U2, a.k.a. Passengers. Your Blue Room here on Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. We are in 1995. Call on in. Make a request.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. only on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. You're in 1995 with the Smashing Pumpkins.
WMFO Medford.
You're in 1995 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. 855-915-WMFO. You want to call in, make a request.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for crosstabs in my mind. On my own, here we go. Yeah.
eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.